So we have lots of things coming up this weekend. We will have a party for all our members and their families in Jackson's Hotel on Sunday. It's a great opportunity for everybody to come together and celebrate. We also have a lot of our members who are taking part in Down Syndrome's Got Talent in the Baller and Baller Buffet on Friday evening, and they're looking forward to that. They've worked all year with Sarah Holmes and Castlefin to prepare for this. And we have also our Lots of Socks campaign. It's our fundraising drive for Donegal Down Syndrome and Down Syndrome Ireland. The socks are on sale from our social media and also will be on sale in the Tesco Shopping Centre on Friday. The Lots of Socks campaign is generally designed to raise awareness for the organisation Donegal Down Syndrome. And we have a lot of schools and colleges throughout the county who have pledged for us that they will be wearing their odd socks or their colourful socks on Friday to raise awareness for our members and our association.
And a light was shone on Finn Harps and the futsal team work with Donegal Down Syndrome. How important is it to have organisations from outside come in and give people like a platform on like a national stage?
It's so important that we have people like Finn Harps working with our members. We are hugely proud of the success of our members as part of the Donegal Down Syndrome Finn Harps futsal team. The team was established quite a few years ago now, but their first huge success came in the Carriages Cup in 2024 with a 6-2 win over Dundalk in the final. They reclaimed the cup to November 2025. Out of the three times the cup has been played, our team has won it twice. They're a fantastic group of players. We have Huey Sweeney, David Crawford, Sean McCusker, Daniel O'Reilly, Meg Carr, Keelan Doherty, Anna Hennessy, Leanne Kelly, Daniel McGilloway, and Keegan Taylor. And, their achievements are fantastic on a national level. To be able to play for a League of Ireland team. A lot of those players have also played for Ireland and won caps for Ireland. So that is something that, you know, is inspirational for maybe younger members within our association. And there's also, dreams come true. What young footballer doesn't want to play for and score goals for Ireland? So it's fantastic. And the work that has been put in there with that futsal team, we have two fantastic coaches who work with our members and have done for over 7 years. We have Tony McNamee and Danny Ferry. And they are so dedicated to our members, working with them, supporting them, bringing them on this journey. I remember being at the first training that a lot of these members had in the Aura in Letterkenny, and to see the progress that these people have made over those years is fantastic. And all credit to the coaches who work with them. And to, as I say, we're hugely proud of our members to be playing for a League of Ireland team and for Ireland as well. It's great.